Coming up right now, we have a fresh special guest with us. He's been on with us many times before. This is Lamont Jones. He's the manager of youth sports at Rockford Park District. And we bring on Lamont because he's got a special event coming up in a couple of weeks on March 23rd. It's the Elite Girls Basketball Camp. We want to talk a little bit about that. So, Lamont, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing real good. So tell me a little bit about what year is this for the camp? Is this the second year of this camp?
Yep, you're correct. This is our second year for our Elite Girls Basketball Camp. We started it last year. You know, I've been in the sports business for quite a while now, and we saw that there was a need for this type of a camp here in Rockford for our young ladies. So we developed it last year. We had an awesome turnout, and the registrations right now are going pretty good, but they're still open, and we're looking to have more girls sign up for the camp.
How many did you have last year?
I want to say last year we had about 105 girls that signed up for the camp.
That is a good turnout for something that's brand new like that. And this is ages 8 to 17, correct?
Correct.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe explain a little bit about this. This is a unique, it's not, yes, there's lots of basketball camps. There are all, especially all summer. This is a little bit of an earlier one in the spring. But you're looking for a little bit better players here. The players that are kind of, as you say, elite, not just run-of-the-mill. Because the instruction that's going to happen at this camp is going to be a little bit more advanced, correct?
Correct. The instruction is going to be a little bit more fast-paced. We're not going to turn away any recreation-level athletes that want to participate in this camp. Last year, we had a lot of the girls that were recreation-level, but they were able to keep up. Mm-hmm. So we're going to invite all out, but we want to make parents aware that the skills and drills that the girls are going to be going through and the knowledge that the coaches have, it is going to be a little bit more fast-paced and advanced.
Who are some of the coaches you have at this camp?
You know, I got an awesome team put together again this year. I think I have the best girls basketball coaches and trainers in the area. First of all, my camp director is a guy that has just about as much basketball knowledge as anyone in this area, and that's Coach Carl Amato.
Oh, yeah.
He was my director last year, and he's coming back as a director again this year. We also have Taylor Ignato from Rock Valley, the head girls basketball coach on board. We have Gene Houston from Maximum Potential Personal Training. J.D. Danforth and Mike Jamerson from Joe Bucket Skills. Those guys are awesome. They're down at the UW Health Sports Factory every day training kids. And then I have some of the best basketball, high school basketball coaches in the area, starting off with Paul Peroni from Boylan, Darrell Watkins from Auburn, L.A. Malone from East, and Matt Hughes from Guilford High School.
That's a good lineup. That's a talented lineup.
That is. So these girls are going to get an awesome day of training. So we're inviting all girls in the area to come out, no matter what the skill level is. These guys are good enough to gear down to, hey, I have a recreation-level player. Oh, I have a varsity athlete out here right now. So the girls are going to be broken up according to skill level anyway. So we're going to invite everyone out. So don't let the advanced and elite scare you off from signing your child up for the camp.
That's the Elite Girls Basketball Camp, Saturday, March 23rd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. down at the UW Health Sports Factory. Lamont, how important has that new facility down on the river, the UW Health Sports Factory, been in getting this event going, and not only this event, but some of the other camps you guys have throughout the year?
It's helped us a lot. You know, back in the day, we would have to rent a high school gym or a middle school gym here in town. I would have to pull out the portable hoops just so we can have enough hoops for everyone to shoot on. Now having this facility with 8 basketball courts and 16 hoops, it makes these types of camps and trainings and tournaments a lot easier. It's a lot easier for the parents, too, because back in the day when you used to have large tournaments, you would have to go to 4 or 5 different sites, and we still have to do that now for some of the due to some of the sizes of our tournaments that we're bringing in. But to have a central location like that with that amount of hoops is very important.
Lamont, getting back to the specifics of the camp, and you say you can divide the talent, you'll divide the talent of the skill levels up. So maybe someone might be getting fundamental skills on, maybe it's dribbling with your left hand, and then other people might get more intricate facts or intricate coaching on maybe shooting or post moves, things like that. Is that how it's kind of divided up?
Well, the camp, first it starts off with the parent registration. At the time of registration, the parents are going to be asked a registration question, which is to tell the customer service staff, what level of athlete do you have, whether it's recreation, advanced, intermediate. And once we get the rosters for all the kids that are signed up for the camp, my team is going to look at that and we're going to divide the kids up based on their skill levels, age, and experience playing basketball. So we're not going to have a first-time basketball player with a young lady that's been playing for the last 4 or 5 years, or if a parent feels as though their child is more advanced, we're not going to have those kids together. But the main criteria is age. We're not going to have a sixth grader with a group of varsity girls.
Sure, sure.
Right.
And the cost is $60, correct?
Correct.
Is there financial help for those people that maybe can't afford the 60, or at least work something out?
Yes, we have an awesome Rockford Park District Foundation, and our Help Me Play program is available for anyone that needs help with this program. We've also had some donations from some leaders in the community, like our Senator Steve Stottleman. He's donated money for girls to take part in this camp as well. So we're going to be looking for girls at some of our Boys and Girls Clubs and Washington Park Community Centers that normally couldn't afford a camp like this, and this is what Steve is going to help out with. But, you know, I have all these awesome coaches, but I also, with all my programs, Randy, as you know, we have a hook. And mm-hmm. our hook this year is Cappy Pondexter, a WNBA player,
uh-huh.
former All-Star, seven-time All-Star. She's been to the finals twice, one-time champion, and she's coming back again to help out with this camp as well.
That's awesome. I mean, that gives you the girls an example of seeing what you could aspire to, what it takes to Correct. Get to that level. But because we got like a Fred VanVleet in the NBA. We've got some high D1s, and we've had a few. We've had in the area, we've had Division I players, and we've had Sophie Bruner of Freeport Aquin, who made it to the WNBA for a cup of coffee. But more role models like that to give the girls something to shoot for.
Correct. And you know, I can't tell you guys right now, but maybe I can send you guys an email next week. Speaking of Sophie, we wanted Sophie to be at this camp, and Sophie wanted to be at this camp as well, but she's overseas playing.
Yeah.
We have another WNBA player from the Chicago Sky. Her team has lost overseas, and she's back, and she wants to come to this camp and help out too. So in a couple of days or early next week, I can release her name as well once we get all the paperwork signed on her. But, you know, this year the girls are going to actually have two WNBA players at this camp, teaching them the fundamentals, showing them the skills and drills that they put in each and every day to get them to that level. So this is going to be an awesome camp for young ladies in our community.
Again, we're talking to Lamont Jones. He's the manager of youth sports for Rockford Park District. Lamont, you kind of mentioned this at the very beginning, and I was going to ask about this. Looking at the camp coaches, the counselors and all that, it's very heavy, obviously, in Rockford Public School coaches, or the four public school coaches you have in there, along with Coach Ignato, and even Carl Armato is with the boys at Guilford right now. How much of this, too, is to get the Rockford Public School girls programs up and going? The big fight in the Nick 10 has always been Hanenega Boylan, seems like. And if you look, I mean, East wasn't too bad. Guilford was just a little below 500. Auburn had a good season. Jefferson's coming off a year when they didn't have enough girls to field a team a year ago. They did come back this year, but they did struggle to 0-16. So how much is the incentive of this is just to kind of get girls basketball built up in the Rockford Public Schools?
Randy, it's an investment. Mm-hmm. These guys come out now during the spring each and every year teaching girls the fundamentals and skills. By the time some of these younger girls get to them, it makes their job a lot easier when you have a 15 or 16-year-old that you don't have to focus on, hey, this is how you dribble with your left hand. This is how you do a left-hand layup. This is how you dribble with your right hand. This is how you pass. And a lot of our coaches are experiencing that because a lot of our girls in this area don't have the opportunity to attend high-level basketball camps. So just think if we can get girls attending camps, not just this camp, but even coming down to the UW Health Sports Factory and working out with Joe Buckets and different trainers in the area, it would make their basketball IQ so much higher, and, mm-hmm. and it would only help the coaches in the long run. So if these coaches can help put in the work now, the investment in the long run is only going to benefit those guys.
Sure. Now, of course, being in charge of youth sports for Rockford Park District, there's more than just the camp right now. What are some other things youth-wise that you're dealing with right now, getting ready for, or sign-ups coming up, things like that?
You know what, guys? The most important sign-up that I have going on right now is employment.
Oh.
So if there's any young people out there that are looking for jobs, we have positions available in our youth sports department, whether you're working with NFL flag football, cheerleading, fire track and field. We also have openings in our maintenance department. So right now we're focusing on hiring right now, but in a couple more days our guidebook should be out and parents should be able to sign up their kids for different programs. But right now, our youth force priority is getting young people jobs, first-time jobs for a lot of them. So if anyone is interested in working this summer, just visit us online at rockwoodparkdistrict.org and visit our careers page and look at all the awesome jobs that we have available.
That's amazing. Okay. And also the number, correct me if I'm wrong, Lamont, 815-987-8800. That's the Park District number?
That is correct.
All right.
And this upcoming Elite Girls Basketball Camp that we have, it is going to be running from 8 to 3 o'clock. We're also going to be providing lunch for the girls. And the lunch is coming from Aliyu. So we're going to have an awesome lunch. And during that lunch, we're also going to have a panel where our WNBA players and our coaches and a couple of our coaches are going to be talking to our girls and fielding questions from the girls as well.
It's a great day. I mean, for $60, I mean, you get a lot out of this. You get a lot of basketball knowledge, a lot of just on-court basketball knowledge as well as off-court basketball knowledge. A great day, a great thing. A second year, it's the Elite Girls Basketball Camp. Lamont, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. I will post this interview up on our website as well and help promote this. Hopefully we get more than 100 girls again this time around.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care. One thing I forgot to mention, too, is the registration closes March 18th, according to the flyer. So if you want to get signed up for this, get there by March 18th. That was Lamont Jones, manager of the youth sports at Rockford Park District. A great camp, a great idea of having kind of a different level of camp for young girls to get a chance to play basketball and get better at their skills. So this coming up on March 23rd.